Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Let's thank God for all that he's done, all he's doing, and all that he's about to do right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you just enter in this day, amen, with all faith, believe, and trust in God for a mighty move in your life and the life of your family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We enter in on today with all faith, oh God, with combined faith, trusting you for a mighty move in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in our life and the life of those in our family and all that we love and concern about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us right now that's here in service on today, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare your word on today according to Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Amen. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord has made, Lord made the heavens. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Amen. Hallelujah. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Amen. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of the holiness. Amen. Tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The Lord also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Amen. He shall judge the people righteously. Come on, let's enter in this day with all faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you're worth it, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, oh God. We come surrendering all over to you right now, God. Hello, withholding nothing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to be changed on today, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new work in us and those in our family, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Make us more like you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give it all over to you, oh God. Lord, let your, hallelujah, let your ear be attentive to our prayers, hallelujah, of your servant, oh God, and to your prayers, oh God, about your servant who delight in honoring your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please give us success, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We confess right now our sins of our faults, that grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare that we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven right now. We decree and declare with all faith that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Father God, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. That you pour our blessings for the life of your children, that we will have room enough to receive us, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So, Father God, we thank you for the overflow of blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, deliver us by your truth, for your word is true. Forgive us of any misdemeanors or misunderstandings, malice or carnality, rationalization or indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Cleanse our minds of the washing of your word with your word, oh God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. Hallelujah, our strength and our redeemer. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us under your pavilion, oh God, in your pavilion, in the name of Jesus Christ, in your secret place, oh God, the Most High. Lead us along the park of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity, that who the Son says be regenerated is free indeed. Amen. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Joel 29:6, make us arise the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the fields. We decree in the prayer that our times is our past. We press towards the work of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Forgive us, Father God, for
carnality. Watch our mind of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed up from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondage and immobility and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare right now that, hallelujah, that we are free and free indeed. We decree and declare that we are free to advance and to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask as we come humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you would deliver us from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that our sins are forgiven and washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus, according to 1 John 1:9. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh when we've been emptied. Fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father in heaven, incubate us with thy fire of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every anti-bindage powers in our life, we break you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever the devil has put limitations that we would not have the power of God in our life, we break and destroy those limitations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our spiritual strength in our life to flee from us. Flee from our spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, fill us with fire right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you are doing a new thing in our lives. Lord, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah to your name. We give it all over to you. Our spiritual strength is in our life. Free from our spirit and those in our family. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh right now. Fill us with the fire of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, catapult our spiritual life to the mountaintop. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Take us from where we are right now to another level, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let your glory shine forth, O Lord. Let us go, O God, to another level. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, open up our eyes and ears to receive wondrous things from you, in the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, use us, O God, for your glory. Then help and let us do mighty things for you, Lord God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of not your only begotten Son. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, release your tongue of fire upon our life, in the life of those in our cabinet. O Lord, release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. That tongue of fire come upon our life, and burn up all spiritual filthiness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We decree and declare this soul and it shall be no other way in the name of Jesus Christ, and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. My Lord, my God, Lord, heal every area of our life where there's been any backsliding, hurt, pain, disappointments, and limitations. Heal us completely, oh Lord. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, open up our understanding of learning the scripture, oh God, that when we read your word, let us understand the scripture, oh God. And let your fire burn up in us. Let the fire even become more. Let the fire become a furnace. Let the anointing of your fire upon our life become even more. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, waken us, oh God, right now from any spiritual sleep. Help us to put on the full armor of life. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're just going to say thank you. Lord, wherever we've been, and they put us in some kind of spiritual sleep to try to make us numb to your words. Wherever they try to put a stoppage in our growth in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us continue to grow, oh God. Remove every numbness, oh God, every spiritual ignorance right now, every spiritual sleep, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand against anything in our life that will cause us to stumble. In the name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruit in our life, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruit that's causing a wrong reaction, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak it to being the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give us the strength to stand from holy and firm, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, empower us to stay away from anything or anybody who might try to take your place in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, empower us and give us strength and understanding and ability and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that may cause us to stumble and fall. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive power to mount up our wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we're humbling you. Wherever we have been weak, give us power right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare war against every spiritual ignorance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual force of spiritual ignorance that's trying to pull us back, we declare war against you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the prayer from John 22, verse 28, that the evil forces are defeated right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up and cast out every unteachable spirit. We shall work in the holiness of every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, multitudes will go to heaven because of our lives. I would like to be a vessel for the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we glorify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because of our life, God will use us in this. How do we give our life as a bigger sacrifice to God in this order? How do we push the kingdom of God forward? In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you that you are with us, and you never leave us or forsake us. And every time my father's house, working against my just faith to die in the root. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil witchcraft power in our family house and our blood that's working against our salvation must die in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, break us and remold us in the grace we have us to be. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive our faith right now. Fresh fire, hallelujah. Fresh anointing, fresh oil. In the name of Jesus Christ, fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon our life. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, from this day forth, we will never be the same. We're going to another level in the name of Jesus. We will not be a fish by an arrow. In the name of Jesus, we shall be an arrow that is fine and goes well to come this mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, any army or any foundation of power working against us and our salvation be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our lives, in our careers, in our marriage, in our wounds, in our ministry, in our peace, in our wisdom, in our finance, in our knowledge, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, and we thank you, our Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done and complete. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for unity. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. You'll never leave us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. We pray for you that you will open the doors of blessings in our lives. Amen. Spiritual doors of blessings. Open doors wherever you want us to go in that direction. In the name of Jesus Christ, open those doors, Heavenly Father. Doors of blessings, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, close doors of evil. Shut doors of evil. Open doors of blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we can enter in and receive on today. Lord, we ask that you bless the hope of the heart and the mind and the mouth of your pastor, that he will speak your word, oh God, that he will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the whole Holy Ghost, that you will tell him that he will increase and that you will have all the increase in him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree the fact that all is well with us as we receive the word of God. We ask you to receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, oh God. Let it take root, oh God, and be engrafted on our hearts tonight. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace, and that we may be applied to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and clean to that right, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, church, let's give God some praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us walk in expectancy, expecting God and trusting God to do it all. For we walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Hallelujah. We're blessed. We're blessed. Amen. We're blessed going out. Blessed coming in. Blessed in the shadow. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Hallelujah. Blessed lying down. Blessed rising up. Amen. Hallelujah. That we sing with the Holy Spirit of promise. That we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. That we're nothing and not the bar. Amen. Hallelujah. We're children of God. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We're sitting in every place with Christ Jesus right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That we're going from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give Pastor praise. Hallelujah. Lord, that God has kept us and we're still here, amen. Because God did it again for us. It's something that we did ourselves. Lord, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We welcome everyone on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Welcome this Sunday. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes,
Mary.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service. This 2 p.m. hour, we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We thank God for this opportunity to be right here in his presence, to hear his word, to be filled with his promise, to be lifted up, you know, to be encouraged, to be powerful men and women of God walking in his glory. So we just want to say welcome, 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 every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Texas, every brother and sister, friend and family member in Christ that are here in Louisiana, New York City, and all its surrounding areas, Chicago, Illinois, and all its surrounding areas, and all areas all over. Welcome here to Sunday service this 2 p.m. hour. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. And I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. And we'd just like to welcome you. We'd like to welcome you. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. If you are on the prayer line or if you're on the church line, do press one. Do press one if you're on the church line and let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you do have anything that you want to pray about. You know, this is an opportunity. This is a great opportunity for us to come together and pray about those things that we are concerned about or things that are concerning us, whether it be family members or friends or anything that you all want to bring to Christ. You know, this is an opportunity. If you're live, if you're online and you are streaming live, you know, online, do call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1 and do exactly the same. You know, press 1 and let us know who you are and where you're from. So welcome, welcome, welcome again here to Sunday service, this 2 p.m. hour.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. We're going to have our scripture reading. It's going to come out the book of Isaiah chapter 55. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. It's Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 11 and 12. I'll be reading from this afternoon. I'm sorry. It's Isaiah chapter 55, verses 11 and 12, out the New King James Version. The Bible says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Verse 12 says, "For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here. Two, and then we'll be back for the preach word. So stay with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. believer. I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter.
This is
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We've come to the message part of a service on today. We thank God for the word that's going to go forth from the mouth of our senior pastor on today. So we pray that God will bless him and keep him, that God will use him mighty in delivering a message on today, that we will see God and hear from God in the name of Jesus. So at this time, I present to you a man after God's own heart, a man that is willing to pray for all in need of prayer, a man that embodies wisdom, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, amen, for such a time as this. A man who gives his word and keeps his word, amen, I present to you no other than our senior pastor, my handsome husband, God's faithful one, God's servant, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you, guys.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I would like to thank you so much for the warm introduction. Thank every single one of you all, you know, for coming to Sunday service this afternoon to help me to lift up the name of Jesus. I give all honor and glory unto God, Father, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Because if it had not been for God, if it had not been for Jesus Christ, if it had not been for the Holy Ghost, I would not be here right now. I would not. So I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank him for his grace and his mercy, new mercies and new grace every single day. Amen, amen, amen. Let's go ahead on and get into the Word of God. The Word of God has already been preached. It's already been preached. So here we are right here. Here we are right here today. And we are in the right place at the right time, even if you don't realize it right now. Just hearing one word from God will change your whole life. One word from God will change your whole life. And I want to show you. I want to show you mm-hmm. this here. I'm going to attempt to do it. I pray that the Holy Spirit, you know, lead me and guide me to be able to do so in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
Lift up your hands, church. Father God, we thank you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for being just for being our God. We thank you for speaking to us every single day, every
yes,
single
Lord.
Moment, every single minute. We thank you, Holy Spirit,
thank
for
you.
Speaking to us that we may have insight on what it is
yes,
that
sir.
Is going on, things that we
Amen.
Know about and things that we don't know about. We thank you, Holy Spirit,
yes,
just
Lord.
For being that unseen partner, but we know that
yes,
you are near and dear to us. We just want to say
yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you for loving
thank
us
Lord.
So much.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for loving us so much. And that same
thank
love
you.
That you love us, you know, it. We see that same love in our children and our mothers and fathers and our relationships.
Yes,
and we see that love every Father. Single way we go. We just want to say thank you.
Thank
we
you.
We pray,
Lord.
Holy
yes.
Spirit, that you preach this word. You preach it to every
yes.
single heart and every single person that is here today. We pray
yes,
that
sir.
It be your words and not ours. in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every single unclean thought and unclean spirit, we rebuke you
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus. You're not welcome
yes,
here.
Lord.
We say you go in Jesus' name.
Jesus
and it's in
name.
Your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You.
The word today, I want us to open up to receive this word. Not my word, but this is God's word. And I don't apologize for God's word. I'm just going to say it like he tells me to say it. If you want me to teach it, I'm going to teach it. If you want me to preach it, I'm going to preach it. I'm just going to do it how he wants me to do it. But for a lesson of study today, for a place of reference, I titled this, The Blessing is in the Relationship with God Through Jesus.
Amen.
Let's say it again. The blessing is in the relationship with God through Jesus. Now, before we go here to scripture, I realized something, you know, by living every single day. I realized that when I'm away from you, when I'm away from the church, even when I leave home and I'm away from my wife and when I'm away from my children, you know, I find myself in a place to where I'm battling I'm battling to hold position, or I'm in a constant battle because there are things that are trying to enter into my heart by way of
Jesus.
Entering into my mind.
Jesus.
That's trying to move me into a direction, or that's trying to get me to think a certain type of way, or to feel a certain type of way, and to live a certain type of way. So that's why I say I'm in constant, warfare. I'm in a place of constant warfare because I'm living. Because
yeah.
I'm living life like everybody you know, in this world is living life. Amen. So if
Amen.
You understand that, then you can understand. Last week, you know, we were studying, it's good to know the word of God. So, you know, here we are today. And what I'm saying is the blessing is in the relationship with God because it is good to know the word of God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
So because I know the word of God, and because I know that every single day when we're not here in Sunday service, now it's easy for us to declare victory. It's easy for us to say the right things and to do the right things because we realize that, you know, right now we're in Sunday service. We're in church. You know, we're right here in that place to where, you know, everything that we say, we know is going to have an impact on what's going to come after that. Amen. But when you
yeah.
are away from your brothers and your sisters, your mothers and your father, when you're away from your husband, you're away from your wife, when out there in this world, what is it that you're saying? What is it that you're saying to yourself? Hopefully, the word of God is speaking on your behalf. Hopefully your mouth is moving to say the things that you need to say so you can be able to stand or position yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say something before we even read the scripture. See, I have to say this here. See, if you're going to know the blessing is in the relationship with God through Jesus, okay, so we'll get into that in just a second, but I want to make a statement here. Now, if I was to say this here, if I was to say this very thing what I'm about to read right now, this is what I'm about to read. I am a winner. My mind is set on winning. I know how to win. I know what the loser is trying to do. I got sure success. I cannot be defeated. I have become invincible. Amen. That's a very, very, some people would say that's cocky. Some people would say that's confident. Some people would say, no, you're not. You're not that. But if I was to say I'm a winner, can you tell me that I'm not a winner? If I was to say that my mind is set on winning, if I was to tell myself this every single time that I go outside, every single time that I have a thought, every single time that I'm facing a situation that's not favorable for me, if I was to say these to myself, that I am invincible, I cannot be defeated, I have sure success, I know what you're trying to do, loser, I am a winner, I always win, my mind is set on winning. What I'm doing is I'm holding a position, or I'm setting my mind on, that is what I said, I'm setting my mind on winning. So as a result, what a person says out of their mouth would be the very place that they would go, or that there would be the very thing that you're set on. Your heart is set on it. Your mind is set on it, and you will move in that direction, or you will begin to do. You do not say what you don't believe. What you don't believe
Amen.
Will not come out of your mouth. It will not. If you believe that you are a loser, then just give it a little while. You keep on thinking that and keep on thinking that. At some point, that will come out of your mouth because you thought
Thank
it.
You.
And that's why you need to understand where the word of God comes into place. See, the word of God have already been preached. We said that in the beginning of the lesson today. The word of God have already been preached.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of God, you need to allow the word of God to be preached into your heart. You need to allow the word of God to mm-hmm. speak into your mind, because the word of mm-hmm. God is being preached into your heart. It's being spoken into your mind. You will begin to say what the word of God is saying. Now you can say that I am a winner. I am a winner. I always win. You can say it boldly. You can say it with confidence because you know who it is that's speaking that very word in you. Amen.
Jesus.
I want us to go
Jesus.
Over here let's go over here to let's start at Galatians. I'll be reading this from the King James Version. Let's start over here in Galatians chapter 5. And I want to read two or three verses that's over here. We'll start right here with 14. We'll start right here with 14. Galatians 5, I read it from the King James Version. It reads here, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Okay, so let's read 15. It says, "But if you bite the devourer, and but if you bite and devour one another, it says, take heed that ye be not consumed with one another." 16 says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." 17 says, "For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And all these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would." 18, "But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law." Let's bring that into a place of understanding. So when I say to you, the blessing is in the relationship, so you need to understand that when Apostle Paul, when he was writing this letter over here to the church, what he's trying to say is that he's showing that relationship that you have with God. And that relationship that you have with God is the very relationship that you should have with one another. And obviously he says right here, this relationship is that relationship is in love, in loving one another. See, when I say blessings, see, we need to know the word blessings means that you are authorized or you are empowered to do. You are empowered of one another. You are empowered to love one another because the very word of love or the very essence of love have poured into the inside of you. It has poured into the inside of your heart. And the reason being is because you have been saved. You have been delivered from self, been delivered from the old man or the old woman. So now you can walk freely in love. Do we understand that? Because when I say the blessing is in a relationship, you have to have a relationship with love in order for you to love. If you don't have a relationship with love, how can you love your brother, love your sister? How can you love your husband or love your wife when you don't have that relationship with love? You got to have it first. A relationship means that we're going to live together. That means that we're going to commune together. That means that we're going to talk to one another. That means that I'm going to receive what you have and you're going to receive what I have. We're going to trust in one another. We're going to honor one another. We're going to give to one another. See, we're talking about a relationship. See, that's what God has for us to have. And that's when you are blessed. You are blessed when you got God's stuff. You're blessed when you have love on the inside. Now you know how to love me. So when I say that I am a winner and my mind is set on winning, I always win and I'm not going to lose. I have sure success. I cannot be defeated. I am invincible. I'm saying this here because of the one that's on the inside of me that's giving me that courage and that's giving me that confidence. That's giving me that know-how. Amen. Because I have a relationship with him. I have a relationship. But I know some of us may look at it as we see it right now. Well, that's easy, Pastor, for you to say because, you know, right now you're just in a place where you're just reading the word of God or you're just preaching a sermon. But I seen you yesterday or I seen you before you got in the pulpit. I seen how you were down and out. I seen how you was going through this. I heard what was going on over here at your job, and I heard what was going on over there. No, you can't say that you always win because it definitely looked like that you were losing.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, hallelujah, when I say that I have Jesus, when I say that I have the love of God and I have the favor of God, see, you may see me going through some things right now in my life, and it may look like that I'm losing. It may look like that I'm down and out. It may look like that I am defeated. It may look like all these things that don't line up with the word of God. But let me here to tell you, this is not the end of what you see. You just see me going through the process. You just see me in something right now. You see me right now being in that place where something I can give over to God because he is the one that is victorious. So I give it over to God. So you see me going through something right now, but see, I ain't dead. Hallelujah. And because I ain't dead, I'm still alive. I got the word of God working on the inside. What I'm trying to say to you, church, what you see on the outside has nothing to do with what's going on the inside. See, I have the word of God that's on the inside. And the word of God, this is the power and the authority that's been given unto me to command those things to cease, to command those things to move. See, I got the word of God that's working on the inside. Because if you would have sticked around long enough, you would have realized that what that is that you've seen right then, that was just only the preliminaries. See, I was only in the sparring battle. See, that wasn't the real battle. See, I was just practicing right there. See, now, but when the real fight comes, when it's time to be in the real battle, hallelujah, see, then you would know that that's what you've seen me doing. See, I was just going through something right then and there. Just practicing. Yes, hallelujah. I want to make it a little bit more clearer for us to understand. See, this life that you're living right now, see, this is just practice right now for the battle or what it is to come. See, God is getting you prepared for what it is to come. See, you may, see, even God said, even Jesus said, you may face trials. And you may face tribulations, but be ye of good cheer, because I have already overcame the world. See, we need to understand what that means. We need to understand that means. He said, peace I leave unto you. The world didn't give and the world cannot take away. So what that, see, if you understand that, you need to understand that you will face things in your life. You will face trials. You will go through things in your life, and it's designed to rob you of your peace. It's designed for you to take your mind. It's for your heart to be moved and your heart to be changed of what God have already promised to you. See, it's just like when you got the Holy Spirit. See, when you got the Holy Spirit, you need to understand that this thing that you're going through right now, see, it's just a sparring battle. See, this ain't the real battle. You're just going through it right now. See, I might have got knocked down, and you might have seen me knocked down right there, but see, this still is practice. See, this is just a sparring battle. But you got to realize I'm going to get back up again because God, see, he's right here on my side. See, I got God in my corner. See, if you got the Holy Spirit that's in your corner, so you need to realize that you, when you're right here in this practice, you're learning what to do and you're learning what not to do, but you got to learn how to listen to the one that's coaching you. Amen. Do anybody understand boxing? You know, understand that? Because if you understand that, you understand that God has your back. Understand that it's just like you have a coach or somebody that's behind you that's coaching you, saying that don't go here and don't do that. Okay, move to the left and move to the right. That's exactly how God, how he intends for us to do. See, the one that's behind you, see, he done already been in that battle before. That's why he's preparing you for that battle. You need to understand that. But if you know that, then you know that what people see, that's only for a temporary appointed time until the real battle comes. I got God on my side. God is before me. God is in me. And he is covering me. He is behind me. Amen.
Jesus.
Like a sparring battle. Lord. And that's what this word is for. Amen. God's word is the blessing. So when I say the blessing is in the relationship, the blessing is in the word of God. The relationship
Amen.
That you have with the word of God is the very blessing that you will see when the time comes. I said the blessing is in the word of God. But see, you have to trust in the blessing. You have to trust in the word of God. That's why I can say that I am a winner and I cannot be defeated. Because now, listen, at the word come out. Because greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that is in the world. What just happened? I just said that I cannot be defeated. That's what I said. I said the one that is great, the great one that's on the inside of me, he cannot be defeated. That's why I can say I have sure success. So when you find yourself away from your church family and you find yourself away from home and you find yourself out of the presence of your husband or your wife or your children, or you find yourself in a place that looks foreign to you, you need to know how to listen to the coach, listen to the Holy Ghost. You need to know how to use the word. Because there come times to where you don't use this word, and then you have somebody that's a believer, they come see you down there on the ground, beat up, broken up, beat down. Because you didn't use what God had intended for you to use. You may have forgot about the relationship.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us know that we are living in the words that we say? We are living in the words that we say. How many of us know that? How many of us know that?
Jeez.
I want to show you this there. Okay. Before I even go any further, when I say you are living in the words that you say, as you say those words, you will see that what you say. And what you see is what you have. So when I say you are living in the very words that you say, okay, what that means you need to understand is, okay, well, what am I saying? Because whatever it is you're saying, you sound like someone, or you sound like something or someone. So if I say that I am a winner, or if I say that I am defeated, I need to know where that comes from. I need to go for that. I need to know where that comes from. Now, Proverbs chapter, Proverbs. Let's look at Proverbs chapter. Oh, come on, chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Still in the King James Version. So when I tell you that you're living in the words that you say, and that what you say is what you see, and that what you see is what you have. Listen here, what over here in Proverbs. Proverbs, known to be the book of wisdom. It's the book of wisdom. It's the place where we study to sharpen up our insight, to rely on the Holy Spirit, to rely on the wisdom to be our guide. Look at Proverbs 18. And let's start right here with verses 20. It reads here, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Ooh.
Yes.
And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And 21 reads here, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. My Lord, my God. Now, if wisdom is telling you that a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled,
mm-hmm.
then you must know, or you must come to the realization that whatever words that come out of your mouth, that you will see.
Jesus. 21
says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So when I say that that's, you're living in a place of what you have said or what you are saying, I mean that literally. I really do mean that literally. I mean that literally. Words are powerful. Words are the very thing that holds you together. Words are the very thing. What you're speaking, what is being spoken to you, this is the very thing. So when I say you need to have this relationship, the blessing is in the relationship with God through Christ Jesus. You don't have this relationship with God, and that means that any time that you hear a word, you will begin to mimic that word. The very word that's been spoken to you, see, it get in on the inside. Then the next thing you know, if you're saying a bad word, you keep on listening to the bad words, listen to the bad words. The next thing you know, the bad words will be coming out of your mouth, and you'll be experiencing these bad words because it got in inside of your mind. See, it got in on the inside of your belly, and now it's flowing off of your lips, and now it's doing something on the inside of you, and now it can come out and it's doing something on the outside. People die from what they say. But
Jesus.
Guess what? People live from what they say as well. You make the decision if your lips are going to be blessed, if your lips are going to be flowing in the word of God, if your lips are going to be flowing in the promises of God, if your lips are going to be flowing in Proverbs chapter 18, if your lips are going to be flowing in Matthew chapter 5 and 12 when it says rejoice and be glad for your great and your reward in heaven. If your lips are going to be flowing in the word of God, or if it's going to be flowing in the deceitfulness of this world, or it's going to be flowing by the principalities and powers of the rulers of darkness, where are you going to make a decision you're going to be? Or are you going to make a decision that you're going to have a blessed relationship with God through Christ Jesus? Or is your relationship going to be cursed by the words of self and selfishness and self-righteousness? Are cursed by the words of Satan and his agents and principalities and power. Where are you going to be? What are you saying? You're sick right
Amen.
Now. What do you say when you're sick right now? Amen. When your heart is hurting, what do you say when your heart is hurting? Is the word of God on the inside, or do you know what to say? When mom and daddy may be going through something right now in the household, what do you say? See, this is not just for the grown-ups. It's for the children as well. What do you say when things are going on in the household? Do you know what to say? Or are you just saying anything, or do you just keep your mouth shut, or do you begin to speak just like Satan and all his agents in his kingdom? The blessing
Jesus.
Is in a relationship with God through Christ Jesus. And I thank God. I thank God that that blessing is through Christ Jesus. See, a lot of times we think that we can go to God without going through Christ. When here it is, every single time that you go to God, he turns you and say, go through Jesus. Go to Jesus. Every single time that you try to go and get this done and get that done, see, a lot of us, we know to do that, but see, we don't want to go through Jesus. We want to try to do it without Jesus. And as a result,
Jesus.
It don't get done. I thank God that he made it that way, because Jesus Christ did not live in this world not finding it robbery to be equal to man, very much equal to God. Did not find it robbery to be equal to me, equal to you and I. Lived his same life that you're living right now, done it before you. Gave himself up, gave his life up, that you may
Jesus.
Have life and have it more abundantly. Preach this word. He preached, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. He was there and ministered. Before he gave his life up, he ministered to you. He ministered to me. He ministered here to his
Jesus.
Disciples. He ministered to his followers. He healed the sick, raised the dead, and cast out demons. We have to understand that. Walked on water. Jesus
Amen.
Did something. He even, we need to understand that he even walked through a door. We need to
Jesus.
Understand he didn't see, we need to understand how, who he is, and understand that these very things that you're experiencing in your life, God made it to where you have to go through Jesus. That's why it's the best thing that you can ever do in your life is to have a relationship with Jesus. Get to know
My
Jesus.
Lord.
Do you understand that, church? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
The blessing is in the relationship. When you want to talk about that you are blessed. See, a lot of times we associate being blessed with the things that we have acquired. We say that we are blessed because we have a two-story or a three-story home. You say that you are blessed. That don't mean that you're not blessed. No, that's not get a mistake. That don't mean that you're not blessed, but see, we need to understand the blessing is not in the things of this world, things that fire can burn down, or wind can blow down, or somebody can come in and run into the back of it and get knocked down. See, that's not where the blessing is. The blessing is in Christ Jesus. The blessing is in the one that made it all available for you, that made it all happen for you. See, the blessing is in the very promise of what God have spoken unto you, what he said unto you, and you believe it. The blessing is you believing in Christ Jesus in a relationship.
My Lord, my Lord.
Let's go over here hallelujah, help us, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go over here to Hebrews. My Lord, my God. Hebrews chapter
yes.
4. Hebrews chapter 4 and I start Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. Believing in the blessing, believing in the relationship. See, you're blessed. See, the blessing's in believing in the word of God. Believing
Amen.
In the relationship with God, you believing, you speaking it, and when you speak it, you're standing on that thing. So you're confident. You're saying that you are a winner, and your mind is set on winning. Hebrews chapter 4.
Amen.
And what I said, verses 3, it reads here, for we which have believed, that believe, it has an ED, that means we already did it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. And he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if I shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Let's understand, church, that when you believe in the word of God, that means it's already on the inside of you. You know, you've heard it, you've read it, it's been preached to you, and now it says, he who have believed, do. He who have believed, they do. What do? You do what the word of God has told you to do, have told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's believe in Jesus Christ and what he has already done. Believe in Jesus Christ and what he has already said. You believe it. You sit down and rest. Put it all over and put it on Jesus, because he who do believe, they enter into that rest.
Amen.
You see the blessing in the relationship with God when you're resting, knowing that God is working that thing out, knowing that he's working in your life. Amen. How
Amen.
Many believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Better question, how many know the finished works of Jesus Christ? Amen. You can't believe in something
Amen.
That you don't know. How many know the finished works of Jesus Christ? Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
The blessing is in the relationship. Knowing what to say when it's time for you to respond. This is the actual power and the authority that you use. Come out with your mouth. This is the actual power and authority that you use to set you up, lead you into, posture, or position you. Somebody say set up. See, the word of God is to set you up. Amen. Say set up again. Set up. I've been set up. Jesus have set you up, but he didn't set you up for failure. Jesus has set you up to prosper you. Jesus has set you up for success. Jesus has set you up to be powerful, has set you up to use his authority. He has set you up for you to be strong in his word. He has set you up for you to be victorious. He has set you up for you to be holy. He has set you up. Somebody say, set up again. Set up.
Yeah.
It leads you into. The word of God leads you in. The word of God brings you out. Yes, your word can lead you in. But your word may not be able to lead you out. But I thank God that through Christ Jesus, those very words that I have spoken or that has been spoken over me or to me that have led me into a dangerous situation. The word of God is here to lead me out. Even Psalm 23. We all know Psalm 23. Let's go there.
Yes,
let's go
Lord.
To Psalm 23. Psalm 23, it reads here, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores
Amen.
My soul. He leads
yes,
me in a path
Lord.
Of righteousness for his name's sake. How many know that? Yea, do
Amen.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, Lord. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
Is the word of God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. The word of God, it says, thou anointed my head with oil. The word of God, it anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth
mm-hmm.
over. That surely, not sometime, not maybe. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And what David says is, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So how many know that is the setup? God has set it up for you to be righteous through Christ Jesus. But if you don't say that and you don't know that, then how can you know how to live when you encounter the things that's trying to tear you up or tear you down or to destroy you?
Amen.
I thank God for the word. Yes, I thank Christ Jesus. And I thank God that there is good news, church. So when I say the blessing
Amen.
Is in a relationship, let me tell you about the good news. See, the good news is that grace, the grace of God is before you. The good news
mm-hmm.
is that Jesus Christ has already defeated Satan on the cross when he said that it is finished.
Yes,
I'm talking about the works are finished. See, that's the good news. See, you may be in something right now, but it's good news. You don't have to stay in that thing that you're in right now. See, the good news is that grace is before you. Even the word of grace is in your mouth. Grace is on your mind and is in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that grace, that he got you covered. What I'm saying is that the good news is that Jesus got your back. See, the blessing
yeah.
is in a relationship with Jesus, because you need to know that Jesus got your back. So this needs to be your desire that's in your heart. It's to always
mm-hmm.
win in life. You do that by accepting God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in your life. See, the blessing is in the relationship with God through Christ Jesus. But when you
mm-hmm.
accept God, when you accept Jesus, and you accept the Holy Ghost into your life, see, this is when you understand or you begin to have an understanding that you are a winner in Christ Jesus. You are the
mm-hmm.
righteousness of God. You don't make those crazy decisions. You don't say those foolish things that you used to say. This is that time when you make that decision that you have different desires. When do you do it? You do it right now. Right now. Make a decision to have a relationship with God right now.
Yes,
because
Lord.
This is the blessing. The blessing is the word of God that's already been preached. The blessing is in the relationship with God. Why should you do this? Before you say another word, before you believe in to another word that's been spoken, before
mm-hmm.
you make another decision, before you give up, before you give out, and before you
yes.
give in, before you enter into hopelessness, before you stop fighting and just lay over and die, won't you try Jesus? Won't you try the one that is victorious? Won't you give your life over to Christ? See, you have done all that you can do, and it seems like that it had not been enough. You have tried all that you can try, and it seems like it just comes to an end, back to right where I used to be. So you tried to leave this one, and you tried to leave that one, but you keep on going back to just being just the same. Will you try Jesus? Will you give it all over to God? Will you give it all over to Christ? See, before you make a decision not to do nothing, won't you make a decision to give it all over to Jesus? Before you make a decision not to believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ, make that decision that you're going to enter into that place where he wants you to enter into, believing in the very works that he has done. If you can't see it right now, then believe anyway that he has already done it. Before you make the decision to just think any old kind of way, make the decision that I'm going to think like God has told me to think. I'm going to think through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it how God has said it. I'm going to use the word of grace. I'm going to walk in grace and mercy and the truth. Make that decision to turn it all over to Jesus. Will you give it to my daddy? Will you give it to my Father? Have you tried Jesus? He'll make it work for you. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life that has already been lived for you. Will you give it all over to Jesus? He'll make it right. But you got to know that. That's in the relationship. The blessing is in the relationship.
Amen.
The blessing is in the relationship. So don't miss out on God. Don't miss out on the benefits and the provisions that he has for you.
Jesus.
Don't you do it. And since I said benefits, I think we have a few more minutes. I want to let you know that when you're in a relationship with God, there are many, 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 many benefits of being in a relationship with God. Many benefits. One benefit that I believe that you have is you have a revelation of who he is. You have a revelation of what is to come. You have insight. You have the wisdom of God. You have the knowledge of God. When you have a relationship with God, you have these things. That's a benefit. You knowing things that the world don't even know. You know what is coming before it even comes. Revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. As you can see today, when you have a relationship with God, you speak with the boldness, knowing that who you are and whose you are, where you belong to. You speak in authority, out of authority, because the very word of God is on the inside and is the one that speaks on your behalf. Boldness. You can go to the throne of grace. You can go to God with anything. That's a benefit. That's a benefit.
Jesus.
How many people are ashamed right now to go to God with something? How many times do you be ashamed of something that you have done or something that something has done and you don't go to God? That may be an issue of having that relationship with God. Boldness. You can go to God. There's nothing that God don't know about you.
Man.
Sure success. That's a benefit. Sure success. When I say that I am a winner, I say that I always win. And I say that I'm set up for winning. That's sure success. I know what I know because I know who I know. Surely mercy, or goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, David said that. Surely. I can say that too. Surely. I am successful. That's a benefit. Revelation of God's will. You have knowledge of God's will. You know the will of God for your life. When you have a relationship, you know the will of God for your life. These are benefits. Knowing
Amen.
The will of God for your life. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Having a relationship with God, it means you know God. How many can say that they know God? A lot of times we say that we know God, but a lot of, you know, we just saying that we know God. But having a relationship with God means that you know God. That means that you can expand in his glory. You can be an express image of who he is. You radiate
Amen.
In God. Hallelujah. You go from glory to glory. Let me show you this in scripture. We have a little bit of time. I want to show you this. I don't just want to say this to you and for you not to believe. I want to show you this. Luke chapter 9 and 29, King James Version says, and as he prayed, listen to this, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance were altered, and his remnants were white and glistering. See, that's a benefit of knowing God. You can radiate his glory. You can pray the thing. And right here in the middle of praying, well, see, we said you're not just praying to thinking that is begging God to do something. You're praying knowing that it's already done. See right here, Luke chapter 9 and 29 says that your remnant, I mean your clothes are as white as snow. And it says you're mm-hmm. glistening because you have that relationship. God knows all about it. Boldly,
My
you can
Lord.
Come to the throne of grace and pray about whatever it is that you have to pray about in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Second
of
Corinthians
Jesus.
Chapter 3 and 18 says, but we all, who he's talking about, some of us, all of us, he says, but we all, with open face, beholding as a glass of glory, of the Lord are charged into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's a benefit of having a relationship with God. It's a blessing of having a relationship with God. It's saying you go from glory to glory. How many are experiencing some hell right now?
Jesus.
Well, here it is, that relationship that you have from God. See, the word of God says I can go from glory to glory. That means that right here in the middle of what I'm going through right now, I can see the glory of the Lord right here. Even on the other side. See, I don't just go from living in hell and then going to heaven. A lot of us are living in hell right now, but we're going to heaven. But see, right here, the word of God says I can go from glory to glory. That means I can experience heaven right here on earth. I can experience heaven right in the middle of my troubles, right in the middle of my problems, right in the middle of sickness, right in the middle of, unclean thoughts and unclean spirit, right in the middle of arguments. I can experience glory right here, going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's a benefit. That's a benefit. Extending yourself, expressing yourself, radiating the glory of God.
Jesus.
Romans
Thank
chapter 5 and 5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. That's a benefit. I got the Holy Ghost. Tells me all things, show me all things, protects me in all things, gives me all things, guides me through all things, coaches me through all things. You got insight. It's a benefit. Now you can say boldly, you know that I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. First John 3 and 20, it reads here, for if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knoweth all things. I ain't got to worry about nothing. Excuse me. I don't have to worry about anything. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about anything. It says, if my heart condemns me, that ain't God that condemns me. If my heart condemns me, the word of God over here in 1 John 3 and 20 says, God is greater than my heart. I thank God that he's greater than my heart. Because there's so many things that goes on in my heart that cause me to be ashamed. There's so many things that goes on in my heart that cause me to be guilty or cause me to be condemned. God, I thank you that you already know all about it, and you're not the one that's judging me. You're not the one that's condemning me. It's me doing it to myself. It's Satan that's speaking the very condemnation over me that caused me to try to think that you're judging me. But you said, your word says over here in 1 John 3, it says that you're greater than my heart. They should know all things. So I'm going to give it all over to Jesus.
Right there, God.
Romans 12 and 1 and 2 said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And 2 says, verse 2, in Romans chapter 12, and 2, it says here, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, somebody say proof, what is proof. That is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
So you mean to tell me that I have a benefit of knowing God, that here it is that my body, my physical body is to be proof of who God is. My physical body is to be proof of who God is. I know this to be true because Jesus told, he told his followers to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Okay. Yes. So that means that this is proof of who God is on the inside of me. I'm living, and here it is that I can depend on God. Being that sacrifice. He is the sacrifice, but I can sacrifice myself. I can worship God by serving others. I can worship God by loving others, by forgiving others, by helping one another, by being patient with one another, by lifting others up when they're down, laying hands on the sick. Hallelujah. I can worship God in this place. That's a benefit.
Yes,
you're powerful.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're a being or a specimen like never, ever been seen before, doing things that doctors practice their most of their lives and cannot do. But God has empowered you to do so through Christ Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You can hear the word of God. You can hear from God. You can hear from God.
Yes.
Knowing God means that you can hear from God and you know his voice. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this last one here, 37, Psalms 37 and 4. It says, after it a voice roareth, his thunder is with a voice, with excellency, and he will not stay them when the voice is heard. How many know that when you hear from God, when you cry out to the Lord, God hears your cry, and when you hear his voice, he tell you what to do. The very thing that he tells you, it moves you out of the place to where you may be in, or a place that's dangerous. He moves you right out of that place, right out of harm's way, right into the space. God being a shepherd, God being a protector, God being a father.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to God. He's not going to allow things to happen to you. Now, things happen to you. It could be a place of you not depending on God, you not trusting God. Hallelujah. That's a benefit of knowing God. The blessing, church, is in the relationship with God through Christ Jesus. And the last benefit before we leave here this afternoon is, you become invincible. You become invincible. How many know that Ephesians chapter 4 and 13 resides on the inside of you? When I say you become invincible, Ephesians chapter 4 and 13 says, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ,
yes, Lord,
who strengthens me. How many know? If you can do all things, if you believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, how many know that that makes you invincible? Invincible.
Jesus.
You're not
Jesus.
Walking around boasting in your own ability. You're not walking around holding your chest out like this is what you have done. No, you are boasting in the very word of God that lives on the inside. That lets you know that you have the confidence in him, knowing that you cannot be defeated. You stand victorious because victory is on the inside.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is my prayer today that every single one that heard this message, the blessing is in the relationship with God through Jesus, that you receive this word, that you be encouraged, that you position yourself to be led by him, that you spend time loving God through praise and worship.
Amen.
That you release your authority, the right to command those things in the name of Jesus, that you tell the truth. This is my prayer, that you tell the truth, that you rely on God. You make a decision to be content into what he said and what he's doing, what he's already done.
Yes, Lord.
It's my prayer that today, that this message, that you acknowledge and admit that, God, that you are real in my life and that I cannot live this life without you. I need you, God.
Yes, Lord.
You rest in his finished works, meditating on his word. You believe in him. Hallelujah. Protect your mind. Protect your thoughts, which in the end will lead you into that destination of where he'll have for you to be. That's in heaven,
Lord.
Right there where he is.
Yes,
I plead the blood
Thank
of Jesus Christ over each and every one of you today.
Yes.
And I say
Thank
all
you.
Is well with you and your home.
Yes, Lord.
And your relationship.
Yes, Lord.
The blessing is in the relationship with God.
Yes, God.
Through Christ Jesus. Amen. God
yes,
bless you. May God keep you. The doors
Amen.
Of the church
Glory
are open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There may be one today.
Yes,
there may
Lord.
Be one today that heard this word. This word. And you believe in your heart that you have been blessed today. Now, I first want to talk to the men and women who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. And you heard this word today. Don't believe every single body is saved. They're not. But sometimes you have to be encouraged. You have to hear the word of God. You have to get out of the way. If that's today,
yes,
if you believe today,
yes,
you're going to get out of God's way.
Yes,
if
Lord.
If you desire to have a relationship with God, do press one. Do press one. You know what?
Yes,
I'm inclined
Lord.
To do something. If that is you, you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, right there where you are, right there. I can't see you. Apostle Tawanikos, we can't see you. God sees you. But every single body that's here in service today, we're all on one accord. Lift up your hands. We're going to pray this prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I realize today that I do not have a relationship with you. But I
yes,
realize
Lord.
That I am a sinner.
Yes,
and I repent
sinner.
Of my sins today. I confess, Father God, that you defeated Satan there on the cross.
Yes,
and because
Lord.
Of your finished works, that I have a chance to live an abundant life.
Yes,
I believe
Lord.
That you died for all of my sins and that you went to hell and you stayed there 3 days and three nights. I believe that the Holy Spirit, that it resurrected you from the dead.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now, right now, right now, you're sitting in honor. You are sitting on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now, interceding
yes,
for
Lord.
Me.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask you right now to come into my life right now and to be my Lord and Savior. And
yes,
I receive
Lord.
You into my life right now as my personal Lord and Savior. And
Amen.
I say by faith that I am saved. Thank you
yes,
for saving me in Jesus' name.
Indeed.
If you have prayed that prayer, if you have prayed that prayer, do press one. Press one and say,
yes,
I have prayed the prayer of salvation and I am saved. And Apostle Talonique
Amen.
And I would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We just want to just welcome you. The whole church, we want to welcome you. This is the most important thing you could have ever done as a human being. We just want to welcome you. Welcome you to the love of God, the favor of God, this relationship that we talked about today. You have just entered into eternity while you're still alive. Blessings and favors, they follow you all the days of your life, and you will see.
Amen.
Will you press one? If there's Thank someone
you.
That's in need of prayer, you're in need of prayer, pray about anything. If you heard this message today and there's something that you want to bring to Christ, do press one. Bring it over to Jesus. Come now while you still
Thank
have
you.
Time. This is the reason why we have a covenant relationship with God. This is the reason why, because we can come to God with anything. We can bring anything to him without shame, without guilt, and without fear. Amen. Will you come? Will you press one? If you are looking for
Thank
a church
you.
Home, Apostle Talonique and I, we would love to disciple you. We would just love to love you.
Yes,
oh, we're just going to come together with you. We're going to preach this word. We're going to tell the truth. That's all we're going to do. We're going to do it through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe the gospel public ministry is a ministry that you can grow from, that you can learn from, that you can learn in, expand, press one. We welcome you with open arms.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. God's name be praised. Apostle.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. the blessings and the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. Amen. God wants us to have a relationship with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the word on today. I pray that God will restore you. Hallelujah. Pour back into you every virtue that left your body on today. And I just thank God for you. And it's in Jesus' name. I bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering ready to give on today, amen, you can cash those over to Pastor Chantel and our Cash App. Amen. And we're going to pray on those tithes and offering. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your words that you give seed to the sower. It is you that give the increase, oh God. Lord, I ask that you bless those, oh God, that are able to give on today. And God, I ask that you bless those, that purpose in our heart to get it, to restore their stewardship, oh God, to King Jesus. Amen. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today, oh God. Good measure pressed down, running together, man shall come and pour into our bosom. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is October the 9th, 2022. We hear the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manny, and Pastor Tony Manny, minister on the roster, is Minister Lynn Green. Our announcements today is Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer right here on our church line, so please join us at that time, Central Standard Time. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. And then we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, so join us for either of those services or both of those services. Amen. We wish those that are celebrating a birthday in the month of October. Our daughter Kenya will be turning 18 on October 23rd, so we bless her in the name of Jesus. And my sister Anisha is turning, I don't know, I forgot what age she's turning. Amen. Our family members and loved ones and all that you love and those who are celebrating their birthday in the month of October, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, that you have favor in the sight of our Lord and Savior. Amen. All the days of your life, we pray that God will open up doors of blessings that no man can close in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray the overflow of blessings and the favor, Lord, upon your life. And we just thank God for you. Lord, we ask that your hedge of protection be around them, and let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we thank you for it, Lord. God bless you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hope you all enjoy your birthday. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to celebrate those who are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of October. So we know that God has ordained marriage between man and woman. So we pray that God will continue to bless you and increase you in favor and life and health and strength, and the peace of God be upon your marriage, and the blessing of God that make it rich and add no sorrow be in your marriage and to your children's children's children from generation to come. Amen. And we just thank God for you. May you live life together, a long life. Amen. Together, never being apart. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. That does conclude our announcements for today here at the Gospel Public Ministries. So please join us, amen, for Bible study. Bible study has been really good. Pastor Manning has been teaching in Bible study, and it really has been a blessing. So join us if you can. Invite someone to come as well. At this time, we're going to release our pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lynn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you and that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one I feel today, I know I got a lot out of the word of God today.
Yes.
Even as I preach the word, the very word that I preach is working on me in the same time as it's working on each and every one of you. Amen. Now made of God of peace, yes, that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do God's will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor Talnika and I, we love you, church. We love y'all so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, don't allow Satan to strip the word of God out of your mind, out of your heart. Don't forget who you are. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus with his power and his authority. Also remember that Satan, he is a defeated foe. He has already been defeated because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. We'll see you here again Wednesday. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.